Hey, what's going on? It's Vikings Game Plan. I'm your play-by-play guy, Paul Allen. Happy to be joined by special teams coordinator Mike Prefer into the third preseason game, the preseason home opener for the Vikings, taking on the San Francisco 49ers. How has preseason gone for special teams so far?
You know, I think we've had, like most teams, we've had some high points and some low points and everywhere in between, you know. So guys are working hard, excited about where we're at and where we're headed.
Those of you watching or listening to the Vikings preseason games, you'll notice that we have a couple of kickers. Kai Forbath, 16 of 16 for Mike and the team last year with field goals. And this first-year guy from Iowa with the big leg, Marshall Kane. How contentious is that battle between those two?
You know, it's incredible how even they are, evenly matched. They came out of the spring almost identical field goal percentages in teamwork and on the side where we do a bunch of charting and filming. Uh-huh. And it's the same thing in the training camp. They, you know, they're dead even to me. It's an even heat. And, you know, they've both done a nice job in the games, kicking off and kicking field goals and PATs. We haven't had a lot of opportunities yet, but hopefully we will here in the last couple games.
So, you know, when those who love fantasy football wanting to see the best players each and every play of every game say preseason is meaningless, you're the worst person to say that to, right? Because
right,
of all the positions open on special teams, yeah, including the kicker.
Absolutely, yeah. It's every play is meaningful to us, because if we get 25 to 30 plays, you know, every play is magnified because these guys are, A, trying to make the team, and then, B, we're trying to get guys ready to play New Orleans.
Forbath, snap spot, right-footed kick, distance is good. Guy Forbath from 51 yards, splitting the uprights right down the middle. I think after that kick, there's no question about Guy Forbath's leg strength.
Picking up for Blair Walsh last year, going 16 of 16 on field goals, fitting in very well. At first blush, it may be strange to ask, why is he in a battle anyway?
He's in a battle because I think we only know him for a half a season. And plus, we really liked Marshall coming out of the workout last year when Kai ended up winning that job when, mm-hmm, after we released Blair. So we wanted to have some competition there. We want to take a look at Marshall. And, you know, Kai's an older veteran guy. Let's look at the young guy and see if they can compete and see, you know, let the best man win.
In the first preseason game, we extensively saw rookie Rodney Adams returning kicks. When we went to Seattle, Jerick McKinnon got an opportunity to return kicks. Mm-hmm. Cordarrelle Patterson has left. He's gone to Oakland, so there's another open job. Who do you expect your first kick returner to be when you play New Orleans?
You know, it's still up in the air, to be honest with you. Coach and I were talking about it today. I think we're going to try Jerick again on Sunday evening at San Francisco. And, you know, Rodney's in the mix. Stacy Coley's in the mix. Marcus Sherrills is always a guy that you could come use because he's done it before. I think there's a lot of great competition there as well. We have some good young football players. And obviously, we got to secure the ball. That's kind of a big deal. And that happened the other night against Seattle. That hurt us a lot, and that can't happen.
And that was Rodney Adams. Overall, what has it been like working with Rodney this offseason and on special teams?
You know, Rodney's a guy that came here and had a vast experience on kickoff returns and had a lot of success and actually scored against my alma mater, the Naval Academy, back when I think he was a junior. But
didn't do him any favors.
No, he did. He's a fine young man. He's worked very hard, but he had no punt return experience.
Right.
And he's worked very hard. He couldn't really catch a punt when he got here, and he's worked so hard at his technique and the tracking and catching techniques and the stuff that we work on, the fundamentals that we work on. And, you know, I threw him out there as a punt returner the last couple games, and he's done a good job for us.
Mike, has this been a challenging offseason for you in that you have so many key positions to fill with so many new players?
Yeah, I think every year, as you know, Paul, we've talked about this the last 7 years, is every year is very challenging because of the changes. And you're always going to have changes at the bottom part of that roster. This year it's a little bit more unique because we are replacing a punter and replacing the kickoff returner, and we might be replacing a kicker. So it is pretty challenging, but it's a lot of fun and working with great guys. Rick's done a great job of bringing the right type of people that love the game of football, that want to do well on special teams. And you know, so I think the sky's the limit. I look forward to what the rest of the preseason holds.
And you're relying on a lot of young players, right? I mean, Kentrell Brothers and Jayron Kearse performed well for you at the end of last season,
right,
but they're still going into their second year.
Right.
Kentrell's been hurt a fair amount during training camp and preseason.
Right.
So you're reliant on young players, so you got to raise them, and they got to be good in a hurry.
Yeah, they do have to be good in a hurry, and that's where all the reps in practice. To me, the games are important, but the practice reps are important too, because every time you run down on a kick, every time you protect on a punt protection, every time you use our techniques on punt return and kickoff return, that's crucial. And we talk about it in walkthroughs and jogthroughs and practice. Every rep's crucial. We kind of grade every rep like it's a game rep, so we get that improvement as quick as we can.
Last one. One of my favorite underrated parts of Minnesota Vikings football has been how good Mike's gunners have been on punt coverage, mm-hmm. whether it's Marcus Sherrills and Gunner DuJour, and then here comes Cordarrelle Patterson, and he's really good.
Right.
It's a very important position. Who are some of your better gunners?
Well, Marcus will be there again, and Jerick McKinnon 2 years ago was one of our better gunners, and then last year, of course, he was put into the starting running back role. Jayron Kearse has been used at gunner this spring, has done a really nice job for us. So we've got some young guys that have stepped up. I'm excited about where we're at because, you know, I don't know who's going to make it and who's going to be there on the active roster, but, you know, the guys that are up are going to be good gunners. Ryan Ficken, who is my assistant, does a phenomenal job working with those guys. That's his baby, and he's taken it under his wing, has done a nice job with it for those guys.